And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is, what is true humility? We see that this idea of humility is not much thought about these days. Humility in your actions, humility in your thoughts, words, your life. Humility is essential to your evolution in this time frame. It is actually why you are seeing how many places humility is not expressed. This includes the media, world leaders, politicians, perhaps your own family members, and perhaps yourself. What is true humility? It is knowing and understanding that there is a creative presence and guiding force over every detail in this realm. And this presence and guiding force is what we call God. God is the ultimate authority and guide and presence on earth for all of life. Many believe that humility is just self-denigration, putting yourself down, saying that you are not responsible for perhaps the goodness in your life and the goodness that you bring to others. It is a false sense, false humility. True humility is understanding that you alone are expressing the God force. You are a clear and true expression of God. So anything that your ego does and wants to be puffed up by that action, and then say to those around you, oh, it was nothing. This is the ego at work. This is not true humility. True humility is about letting go of outcome, of any applause from the outside, approval from the outside. It is letting go and releasing any personal achievement or accomplishment that you do, that you express. Again, it is not about false humility, which feels false to you within, and others feel it as well, although it is accepted as what humility is. True humility is expressing God with joy, and with humor, and with boundless energy. It is not the ego taking the glory and then diminishing it in front of others. This is the ego at work, and this is not true humility. Think of humility as humble and actually bowing to greater goodness and authority and guidance and counsel. When you do this, there is an aspect of, I don't know, God, what to do here, or I don't know what the future holds, but I know and trust that you do. I am in your care. I am in your hands. And then lifting yourself up after you have been bowed to this greater presence and love and all-knowingness and all-action, you are lifting yourself up with an inner feeling of peace and comfort and confidence that you are being guided by God, cared for God, and any outcome is the unfoldment of God's goodness in your life. As you do this, your life blesses all. We ask you to experience and explore this idea of true humility in your life this week. Observe yourself as you interact with others and with life, and check it out. Is it false humility, which feels a bit uncomfortable to you, we will say? Or is it true humility, which is simply the joy of you expressing the fullness of God flowing through you, flowing out as individualized God coming forward to bless this realm, including you? Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.